I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our reading is taken from the letter of Paul to the Galatians, chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. In these human words, God's voice is heard.
Hi, my name is Paola Manalo.
Hi, my name is Nessa, and we've been together for almost 10 years and married for 7 months. So we met through a common friend, and we were both dating other people at that time. In fact, I was dating the common friend. So when we first started out, we were very platonic, and it wasn't until a few years later when we were both single that we went on our first date.
So we've been together for exactly 9 years and 4 months. Well, our relationship has been pretty much, it's been easy. I know it's weird, but that's the truth. Not a lot of dramas, not a lot of issues. It's basically 95% bliss and 5%, let's just say, opportunity to improve. So yeah, 3 years into our relationship, we decided to move in together. And then, well, pretty much it's our first time leaving our parents' house. So we moved into Makati because that's where we both work. And then during that period, we realized that it's not that easy. So we struggled a bit. Well, we struggled a lot financially, especially me. During that time, I'm not used to, you know, that's when I realized na not getting money from your parents is actually really, really hard. And yeah, during that time, it took a toll on my mental health. I became anxious about the future, and which eventually led to, I think, let's just say depression. But yeah, Nessa being Nessa, she was there for me. She supported me in every way that she can. And yeah, eventually we got through it. So that's pretty much one of the biggest struggles that we had.
We have been blessed to have the support of both families. They both accepted us from the start. In fact, when we first moved into Makati, your family loaned us like the ref and like a lot of the furniture, and my family loaned us the sofa.
Yeah, her tito, Dean Abad, yeah, gave us the
sofa. So it's a blessing because we didn't have to buy all sorts of things to start the new house, which can be pretty expensive. And Paula's family is very wonderful, very accepting. In fact, her tita and tito has paved the way for us to migrate to Australia, They helped us with the migration documents and even the migration fees. Yeah, and kinupkup nila kami when we arrived here. So yeah, I would say that this has been a factor in how strong our relationship is, that we had the love and acceptance of our families.
And Nessa's family has been very, very supportive to us as well. Like before, I was really scared of her mom and dad because she used to tell me that they're like hardcore Catholics. And, you know, I thought that they're gonna be, they're not gonna accept our relationship. But it turned out really well. Like, her mom is really supportive. She would always feed me, and I don't know, it's been great. Like, the support has been overwhelming for both of us.
At first, we were worried about how COVID-19 will affect us, much like everyone else. You would know that Paula is a chef and that the hospitality and restaurant industry has been
hardly hit.
Yeah, hit very hard.
Smashed.
Pandemic. And so we were very worried for her too. And in fact, true enough, her working hours were reduced at that time. But the Australian government provides a COVID income support for people whose employment have been affected by the pandemic. So God is good, God provides. And I would say that the financial hardships that we encountered early on as a couple has trained us for this moment. Because even before the pandemic hit, we were both living very simple lives. And Paula is one of the simplest person I know when it comes to simple living. You know, when she buys something, she thinks twice, thrice, 100 times before she even buys it. I guess these are all because of the lessons we learned in the past about, you know, living simply and saving your money. And so God is great because he taught us all these things when we were younger. And so now I would say that we were in a better position financially to face this kind of rainy day. But I wouldn't say that it's been easy sailing because, of course, we were still anxious for the health of our loved ones and for, you know, what would happen to our future, our families, all of that. So we're just taking it in stride and coping as we go along.
Okay, so everyone has this weird notion that it should be you and your love against the world, especially for LGBT couples, that in relationships, especially long-term relationships, that you have to go through a lot of tears, a lot of challenges, a lot of drama, when in fact, we found out in our relationship that it doesn't have to be like that. It could be as easy as ABC. Yeah, it could be as easy as, like, it's just like a walk in the park, something like that. Ganun lang kadali. Cuz you know, when we were kids or like when we were younger, we think na for a relationship to be valid, to be real, to be paano ba, genuine, dapat sobrang iyakan kayo, toxic kayo, nagsiselos kayo, or yung gano'n, yung parang kailangan dami nyo ng pinagdaanan. When in fact, it doesn't have to be like that. Pwedeng masaya lang. Yun lang.
Agree.
Anything you wanna say?
Agree. I guess when we're younger, you know, we go through that dramatic phase, but when you're older, more mature, you're kind of allergic to drama already, and yeah, you just want, you know, the quiet, simple, steady life. And I'm finding out that it's not you and your loved one against the world, but it's really It's like a network. There's you, your partner, and hopefully your family, or if not your family, your chosen family, your network of supporters, and you're all in it together. I guess one lesson that we can share is that to always be one team with God on your side. Of course, we share the same struggles that a lot of couples also face, but I think that as long as we continue to dialogue with each other and continue to respect each other, then that would make us strong. And we believe that we shouldn't really involve other people into our personal issues, and that we can resolve this between ourselves. Of course, you know, this doesn't go into extremes like if someone's committing domestic violence or something like that. But for, you know, just for regular issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try to resolve it among yourselves and don't involve other people, because what we want, at least for the both of us, is to always be united and present to the world that we are one team.
Mm-hmm.
And that we are strong because of that.
Mm-hmm. Can I say something?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you have to protect each other from the rest of the world. It's not you against the world, you and her, you and your love against the world. But, you know, like, it's not like every fight that you guys will have, you have to tell your friends na, oh, si ganyan, ganyan, ganyan.
Mm.
I mean, try to, try to protect your partner from that. Kasi like, minsan pag ganon, emotions na lang natin yun. When in fact, hindi naman talaga ganon yung partner natin. Nag-away lang tayo. Tapos ang ending, parang magiging masama yung dating niya dun sa friends mo, sa mga iba niyong kakilala.
Mm.
Yung ganon.
Yeah. Me, I would always protect Paula's image with my friends and with my family, because at the end of the day, it was just a fight, and we can resolve it, and I don't want to tarnish her reputation with anyone. Yeah, that's very sacred to me. My message is to the parents of LGBT children, and I want to tell them that you have created a wonderful and unique human being whom God loves. And that person loves you. And you might not understand them right now, or you might be worried for their chosen lifestyle or gender and sexuality. But that's okay. Just trust in the upbringing that you gave them. Trust in the values that you gave them as a family. Know that you are strong and they are strong, and that they deserve to love and to be loved.
My message for queer young people is find your truth and follow your own path. Be brave. The world is full of opinions, but you know what? None of that should matter.
Mm-hmm.
None of that should influence where you want to be, or what you want to be, or who you should love.
Mm-hmm.
Be brave enough to stand tall and, you know, walk in the direction where you want to go. And most importantly, have faith in yourself and in God, and mm-hmm. everything else will follow.